Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman member by Ram Goldar, Anthony Mazakas Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Off, the ninth parak Misha Mace. So the three topics are going to focus on number one. Rami Bar Chama's mother, who was a Shchimira, wrote all her possessions to him in the evening, but in the morning she changed her mind and wrote them to her son Rav Ukva Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama came before Rav Sheshes, who established him as the owner of the property, but Rav Ukva Bar Chama came before Rav Nachman, who established him as the rightful owner. Rav Sheshes protested Rav Nachman that since the mother died and did not recover, her retraction should be ineffective. Rav Nachman responded that since Shmuel said, Koshiu Amar Chozer, anyone who, if he recovers, can retract, Chozer B'Bat Naso, can retract from his gift even if he does not recover. Rav Sheshes argued that perhaps this was only said La'atzmo when repossessing his property for himself. La'acher mi Amar, did he say so even where he gave it to someone else? Rav Nachman responded that Shmuel explicitly said a shchimira can retract ben la'atzmo ben la'acherim, whether it's for himself or for someone else. Point number two, Rav Amram Chassida's mother had a pouch filled with shtaros. When she was dying, she said, La'havi la'amram bri, this should be for Amram, my son. Rav Amram's brother came before Rav Nachman and argued that the gift should be ineffective. V'halo mashach, he didn't make a kinyan of mashicha in her lifetime and didn't acquire the pouch. Rav Nachman responded, Divrei shchimira k'ksuvim u'k'masurim damu. The words of a shchimira are considered like they are written and handed over to the recipient, even without making a kinyan. And point number three, Rav Dimi's sister, who was ill, gifted her orchard to Rav Dimi. Since she had retracted several times before, Rav Dimi designed the gift in a way that she could not retract by having her retain a portion and by making a kinyan. Still, Rav Nachman required him to return it because Adim heard her bemoaning her impending death. Clearly, she was instructed to give away her property because she thought she would die. Umitzava machmas misa chozer, and one who explicitly instructs because of an impending death can retract despite retaining some property and making a kinyan. Rav Nachman said that a shchimira who gives away part of his possessions is like an ordinary gift, so he could not retract and a kinyan is required. This second point is challenged from a Mishnah where a mother gifted her brooch to her daughter before her death, and the sages upheld her words and awarded the brooch to the daughter, although she had not made a kinyan. The Gemara answers that it was a case of mitzava machmas misa, where she indicated her gift was because she thought she would die, and therefore a kinyan was not required. Although Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua required a kinyan for mitzava machmas misa, the halacha is that a kinyan is not required. So once again, the three points are number one. Rami Bar Chama's mother, who was a shchimira, wrote all her possessions to him in the evening, but in the morning, she changed her mind and wrote them to her son, Rav Ukva Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama came before Rav Sheshes, who established him as the owner of the property, but Rav Ukva Bar Chama came before Rav Nachman, who established him as the rightful owner. Rav Sheshes protested Rav Nachman that since the mother died and did not recover, her retraction should be ineffective. Rav Nachman responded that since Shmuel said, Koshiu Amar Chozer, anyone who, if he recovers, can retract, Chozer B'Bat Naso, can retract from his gift even if he does not recover. Rav Sheshes argued that perhaps this was only said La'atzmo when repossessing his property for himself. La'acher mi Amar, did he say so even where he gave it to someone else? Rav Nachman responded that Shmuel explicitly said a shchimira can retract ben la'atzmo ben la'acherim, whether it's for himself or for someone else. Point number two, Rav Amram Chassida's mother had a pouch filled with shtaros. When she was dying, she said, La'havi la'amram bri, this should be for Amram, my son. Rav Amram's brother came before Rav Nachman and argued that the gift should be ineffective. V'halo mashach, he didn't make a kinyan of mashicha in her lifetime and didn't acquire the pouch. Rav Nachman responded, Divrei shchimira k'ksuvim u'k'masurim damu. The words of a shchimira are considered like they are written and handed over to the recipient even without making a kinyan. And point number three, Rav Dimi's sister, who was ill, gifted her orchard to Rav Dimi. Since she had retracted several times before, Rav Dimi designed the gift in a way that she could not retract by having her retain a portion and by making a kinyan. Still, Rav Nachman required him to return it because Adim heard her bemoaning her impending death. Clearly, she was instructed to give away her property because she thought she would die. Umitzava machmas misa chozer, and one who explicitly instructs because of an impending death can retract despite retaining some property and making a kinyan. Rav Nachman said that a shchimira who gives away part of his possessions is like an ordinary gift, so he could not retract and a kinyan is required. This second point is challenged from a Mishnah where a mother gifted her brooch to her daughter before her death, and the sages upheld her words and awarded the brooch to the daughter, although she had not made a kinyan. The Gemara answers that it was a case of mitzava machmas misa, where she indicated her gift was because she thought she would die and therefore a kinyan was not required. Although Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua required a kinyan for mitzava machmas misa, the halacha is that a kinyan is not required. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Kuf Nun off, and this Siman is suggested to us by Baruch Abatan from Great Neck, New York, by Sean Fried from Woodmere, New York, by Chesky Neiman from Muncie, and by Yeshua Shmuel Eisenberg from North Miami Beach. They all suggested that Kuf Nun off is a Kanai, a Zealot, and Yeshua Shmuel Eisenberg suggested a Zealot with a spear. So that's what we're going to go with, a Zealot with a spear. So here goes. When the Shechemira mother wrote all of her possessions to one son and then retracted and gave it to his more zealous brother before she died, and did so without his making a kinyan, since Divrei Shechemira k'ksuvim k'musurim damu, the first son became zealous and insisted his sister, who repeatedly retracted on giving a gift, leave some property to herself, which still didn't work because one can still retract in a case of mitzvah machmas misa. Once again in slow motion. When the Shechemira mother, who wrote all of her possessions to one son and then retracted and gave it to his more zealous brother, that must muran daf kufnanov, kanai, zealot. When the Shechemira mother, who wrote all her possessions to one son, and then retracted and gave it to his more zealous brother before she died, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama's mother, who was a Shechemira, wrote all her possessions to him in the evening. But in the morning, she changed her mind and wrote them to her son, Rav Ukva Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama came before Rav Sheshes, who established him as the owner of the property, but Rav Ukva Bar Chama came before Rav Nachman, who established him as the rightful owner. Rav Sheshes protested to Rav Nachman that since the mother died and didn't recover, her retraction should be ineffective. Rav Nachman responded that Shmuel said, Koshiyu Amud Choser, anyone who, if he recovers, can retract, Choser b'matnaso, can retract from his gift, even if he does not recover, and that Shmuel explicitly said that a Shechemira can retract ben la'atzmo ben la'acherim, whether it's for himself or for someone else. So when the Shechemira mother, who wrote all of her possessions to one son, and then retracted and gave it to his more zealous brother before she died, and did so without his making a kinyan, since Divrei Shechemira k'ksuvim k'musurim damu, which reminds us, Rav Nachman taught, Divrei Shechemira k'ksuvim k'musurim damu, the words of a Shechemira are considered like they are written and handed over to the recipient even without making a kinyan. So when the Shechemira mother, who wrote all her possessions to one son, and then retracted and gave it to his more zealous brother before she died, and did so without his making a kinyan, since Divrei Shechemira k'ksuvim k'musurim damu, the first son became zealous and insisted his sister, who repeatedly retracted on giving a gift, leave some property to herself, which still didn't work, because one can still retract in the case of mitzvah machmas misa, which reminds us, Rav Dimi's sister, who was ill, gifted her orchard to Rav Dimi. Since she had retracted several times before, Rav Dimi designed the gift in a way she could not retract by having her retain a portion and by making a kinyan. Still, Rav Nachman required him to return it because Adim heard her bemoaning her impending death. Clearly, she was instructing to give away her property because she thought she would die. Umitzava machmas misa choser. And anyone who explicitly instructs because of an impending death can retract. So once again, when the Shechemira mother, who wrote all of her possessions to one son, and then retracted and gave it to his more zealous brother before she died, and did so without his making a kinyan, since Divrei Shechemira k'ksuvim k'musurim damu, the first son became zealous and insisted his sister, who repeatedly retracted on giving a gift, leave some property to herself, which still didn't work, because one can still retract in the case of mitzvah machmas misa. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach hazara. Daf Kuf Mem Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Mem Zayin is a kumzitz. So here goes. At the kumzitz, that must be on Daf Kuf Mem Zayin. At the kumzitz arranged to keep the mental state of the Shechemira stable, as he promised presents to all the participants, which reminds us, Amoraim offer various sources for Matna Shechemira, the gift of a gravely ill person which takes effect without a kinyan. Rava quoted Rav Nachman saying that Shechemira's gift is only in the Rabbanan without any source, and it was enacted lest his mental state worsen. The Shechemira's agitation that his instructions will not be followed may exacerbate his condition, so the rabbis enacted that his verbal instructions alone affect the transaction. So at the kumzitz arranged to keep the mental state of the Shechemira stable, as he promised presents to all the participants, including a shtar chov to the kumzitz leader, which no one could be mocho, which reminds Shmuel agrees that if a bal chov gave a shtar chov as a matna Shechemira, deni yachlo mocho, that his heir cannot forgive it. The Gemara explains Einishal Torah, this law is not biblical in origin, basua kashal Torah, but they treated it like something which is biblical, in order to assure the Shechemira that his instructions will be fulfilled. So at the kumzitz arranged to keep the mental state of the Shechemira stable, as he promised presents to all the participants, including a shtar chov to the kumzitz leader, which no one could be mochel. It was learned that he's unable to gift the guitar player the right to live in the house to practice for a future kumzitz, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said that if a Shechemira says, Yadir poni bebai zeh, poni shall have the right to live in this house, or yochel poni peres dekel zeh, poni shall have the right to eat the fruits of this palm tree, it's ineffective. Living in a house is intangible and cannot be transferred by an ordinary kinyan. Fruit of a tree which have not yet grown are a davar shel lo ba'al olam and cannot be transferred. Daf Kuf Mem Ches. So the Siman Daf Kuf Mem Ches is Kemach, flour. So here goes. The Shchimira covered him flour, who had instructed his family to give the loan owed to him to Ploni, which reminds us, the Gemara and further of Nachman holds that a Shchimira cannot transfer something which a Bari cannot transfer with a Kenyan. This seems to contradict another ruling of Rav Nachman, that a Shchimira that said, give my loan which is owed to me to Ploni, his loan is transferred to Ploni. But a Bari cannot transfer an oral loan through a Kenyan, since a debt is not something tangible which he owns. Rav Papa answers, however, Yorish Yorsha, since an heir inherits a loan, a Shchimira can transfer it as well, since Matna Shchimira was enacted as an inheritance, as taught in Daf Kuf Mem Tes. Rav Acha Brein Rav Ika provides a different answer. So the Shchimira covered in flour, who had instructed his family to give the loan owed to him, to Ploni, and paused between giving his different flour mills to multiple people, indicating a change of mindset, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said, Shchimira shekasav kol nechasav l'acherim. If a Shchimira wrote away all his property to others, we examine his original intentions. Ibn Mechalik, if it seems he was dividing them out, intending from the beginning to give everything away, then if he dies, they all acquire their respective gifts, and if he recovers, he may retract from all of them. Ibn Nimlach, if it appears he was reconsidering, meaning he planned to give only a partial gift and continually changed his mind and gave more gifts until he gave everything away, then if he recovers, Eino Chozer Ba'achron, he can only retract from the last gift. All the gifts, except the final one, were partial gifts, and he cannot retract from them. So the Shchimira covered in flour, who had instructed his family to give the loan owed to him, to Ploni, and paused between giving his different flour mills to multiple people, indicating a change of mindset, was informed by his son to remember that Chazar b'miksas havi Chazar b'kula, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Chazar b'miksas havi Chazar b'kula or lo? Is a retraction a part, a retraction of all of it, or not? If a Shchimira gave all his possessions to someone, in which case he's able to retract, and he retracted from part of the gift and gave it to someone else, does that indicate a retraction from his entire first gift, and the rest of it reverts to him, and his gift to the second recipient would be a partial gift from which he cannot retract? The Gemara proves that a partial retraction is a retraction of all of it. Daf Kuf Mem Tes, so the Siman Daf Kuf Mem Tes is a comet. So here goes. And the Shchimira who didn't notice the comet, that must be on Daf Kuf Mem Tes. The Shchimira, who didn't notice the comet whizzing by above his head, sold all his possessions but held on to the money since he hoped to recover and retract, which reminds us, if a Shchimira gives away all his possessions and recovers, his gift is void. The Gemara asks, Machar Kol Nechasav of Mahu, if he sold all his possessions and later recovered, what's the halacha? Can he retract from the sales because we assume he sold all his belongings because of his anticipated death, or is the sale different? The Gemara explains, where the money paid for the sale is still here in the Shchimira's possession, it indicates he hoped to retract the sales and return the money if he would recover. Where he paid his debts with the money indicates he had no intention of retracting. Therefore, he cannot retract if he recovers. So the Shchimira, who didn't notice the comet whizzing by above his head, sold all his possessions but held on to the money since he hoped to recover and retract, and admitted that the 12,000 zuz that he had deposited by the rabbi really belonged to his son, who was conceived before he converted, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Shchimira shehoda mahu, if a Shchimira admits that something in his possession belongs to someone else, what is the halacha? Do we accept his admission, or do we suspect he's attempting to falsely give the impression that he's not wealthy? A proof is brought from the incident of Issa Giora, who had 12,000 zuz deposited with Rava. So the Shchimira, who didn't notice the comet whizzing by above his head, sold all his possessions but held on to the money since he hoped to recover and retract, and admitted that 12,000 zuz that he had deposited by the rabbi really belonged to his son, who was conceived before he converted, forgot that he retained karkal kolshu, enough land to support himself from the produce, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Mem Amud Beis taught that if a Shchimira gave away his property, retained karkal kolshu, land of even minimal size, he cannot retract if he recovers because it was presumably not given because of his anticipated death. Amoraim defined karkal kolshu. Rav says, karkal kadei parnasaso, enough land to support him from its produce. Daf Kuf Nun. So the Siman Daf Kuf Nun is a con man. So here goes. The con artist, that must be on Daf Kuf Nun. The con artist who tried convincing a Kohen that a kosher was enough for Reishis a gaze, which reminds us, Gemara brings a mission where Rabbi Dosman Horkin has said, Chamesh Rachelos Gozozos Manu Manu Upras, five sheep of which each is shorn a mana and a half of fleece, are obligated in the law of Reishis a gaze, which is given to a Kohen. But the Chachamim say, Chamesh Rachelos Gozozos Koshehen, five sheep which are shorn even a minimal amount. Rav defined that Koshehen means manu pras, a total of a mana and a half, provided that they are at least fifths, meaning each produced at least a fifth of a mana and a half. The Gemara tends to show that this proves that a koshu has a minimum requirement, but answers that koshu should not have been used in this context. So the con artist who tried convincing a Cohen that a Kosher was enough for Reish's a gaze, conned his Evid out of his freedom by leading over Karka Kosher in the shtar that gifted to him all of his possessions, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what is included in the gift of all of one's metaltling. It asks if a slave is considered like Karka in this respect, since it has the lacha of Karka for numerous laws, such as a kinyan, or if they're referred to as metaltling, since they are physically movable. Ravina quoted a mission which teaches that if one writes all his possessions over to a slave, his slave goes free since he is one of those possessions. Shear karkal kochu, if he retained land of even minimal size, meaning he said he's retaining some land, well, yatsa ben chorin, he does not go free because the retained land may refer to the slave himself. So the con artist who tried convincing a Kohen that a Koshu is enough for Reish's a gaze, conned his Evid out of his freedom by leaving over a Karka Koshu in the shtar that gifted to him all of his possessions, and was out-conned by his new wife, who wrote away all her property to a friend. Which reminds us, Rav Nachman said, Chamisha ad sheyichtivu kol nichseim. There are five people where the laws of their gifts only apply if they raid over all their possessions, the fifth case being a mavrachas, one who chases away, referring to an almana, who does not want her new husband to acquire rights in her property. Before remarrying, she gives her property away to someone whom she trusts to return it if the marriage ends. This insincere gift is ruled void, but tzricha shetichtov kol nechseh, she must write away all her property to demonstrate her intent. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which duff do you learn a slave whose master gave him all his property but retained some does not go free? That's on duff. Kufnun. Good number two, which duff do you learn Dibre Shchimira Kuksuvim Ukmasurim Damu? The words of a Shchimira are considered like they're written and handed over to the recipient even without making a kinyan. That's on duff. Kufnun off. Good number three, which duff do we discuss who the Tana is who follows Umdana, the assessment of a person's mindset, which is why a Matna Shchimira is void if he recovers. That's on duff. Kufmen Bav. Good number four, which duff do we discuss a Shchimira who divided his property to multiple people and what the din is if he was pausing between giving each gift. That's on duff. Kuf Memchas. Good number five. Which duff do you discuss what the din is if a Shchimira sold all his possessions and then recovered? That's on duff. Kuf Memtas. Good number six. Which duff do we learn? Chazar b'miksas habi chazar b'kula. A partial attraction is a retraction of all of it. That's on duff. Kuf Memchas. Good. Number seven. Which duff do we learn that a mitzvah machmas misa can also retract from his gift and does not require a kinyan? That's on duff. Kufnanov. Good number eight. Which of the one there are five people where the laws of their gifts only apply if they write over all of their possessions, such as a mavrachas? That's on duff. Kufnun. Good number nine. Which duff do you if one gave a shtar to someone as a matna shchimira, his heirs cannot be mochel? That's on duff. Kuf Mem Zayin. Good. Number 10. Which duff do you a shchimira can retract from a gift even if he does not recover, and even to give it to another, such as in the case of Rami Bar Chama's mother? That's on duff. Kufnunov. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.